Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir's English Radio Podcast. Press release: Sudan and the perjury in the treason agreement with the Jewish entity. Translated. Yesterday, Tuesday the 15th of September 2020, the Chargé d'Affaires of the Sudanese Embassy in Washington, the Deputy Ambassador, the Amira Aqarib, witness the signing of the UAE and Bahrain with the Jewish entity the agreement of high treason for Palestine, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's location of the Isra and Miraj. And in a statement to Al Tayyar newspaper published today, Wednesday the 16th of September 2020, the Sudanese ambassador in Washington, Nuruddin Sati, described the step as, quote, "It is not a matter of blessing the agreement or not blessing it," unquote, and expressed his hope that this step would lead to real peace in the region. We in Hizb ut-Tahrir, Wilaya Sudan, condemn in the strongest terms this false testimony from the representatives of Sudan in America, the state of treason, and we affirm the following facts. First, the normalization of the UAE and Bahrain statelets, the two creations of British colonialism with the Jewish entity, is a major crime and high treason for Allah, His Messenger, and the sincere believers until the Day of Judgment. Second, if the participation of Sudan is not a matter of blessing, as the ambassador claims, then it comes under the heading of false testimony that we mentioned, and the true believer does not testify to falsehood.
والذين لا يشهدون الزور وإذا مروا باللغو مروا كراما.
And they are those who do not testify to falsehood, and when they pass near ill speech, they pass by with dignity. Surah Al-Furqan, Ayah 72. Third, Ambassador Sati is saying that, quote, "He hopes that this step will lead to real peace in the region," unquote. Let the ambassador know that the Jewish entity is a usurper of an Islamic land. Rather, it is for the blessed land that includes Al-Aqsa Mosque, the first of the two Qibla, and the third of the two holy mosques. So what peace is hoped for with someone who desecrated the sanctities, violated the honors, and shed the blood of children, elderly and women, and even his aggression afflicted trees and stones? Fourth, no matter how the ruwabida, ignorant, rulers normalize, or the agents and the subordinates bless, Palestine is the blessed land, the land of Al-Quds, the land of Isra and Miraj. It is in the hearts of the Muslims. Even if they are afflicted with the Rawabida, rulers who obey the colonial kuffar above the obedience of the Lord of the worlds, Palestine will return to the Muslims, and Al-Aqsa Mosque will be cleansed from the abomination of the Jews on a memorable day that will be filled by the chant of Takbir on the Muslim armies after fighting the Jews, the occupiers of the blessed land. Indeed, it is a true promise made by the Al-Sadiq Al-Masduq, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the honest and trustworthy.
لا تقوم الساعة حتى يقاتل المسلمون اليهود فيقتلهم المسلمون حتى يختبئ اليهودي من وراء الحجر والشجر فيقول الحجر أو الشجر يا مسلم يا عبد الله هذا يهودي خلفي فتعال فاقتله.
You will fight against the Jews and you will kill them until even a stone would say, "Come here, Muslim, there is a Jew hiding behind me, kill him." Narrated by Muslim. We are assured of this promise, which will be fulfilled by the will of Allah Almighty at the hand of the Khilafah Rashida, the rightly guided caliphate, on the method of prophethood that governs by what Allah has revealed, and unite the armies of Muslims that will shake the earth under the Jewish entity and uproot it from above the pure land, and Palestine will return completely to the lands of Islam. So, O Muslims, work with Hizb ut-Tahrir, the pioneer that does not lie to its people, so that we achieve the victory of Allah through succession and empowerment on the earth, and the glad tidings of His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam of establishing the second Khilafah Rashida, rightly guided caliphate on the method of prophethood, and the elimination of the Jewish entity from the Blessed Land.
ذلك وعد غير مكذوب.
That is a promise not to be denied. Surah Al-Hud, verse 65. Ibrahim Uthman Abu Khalil, official spokesman of Hizb ut-Tahrir in Wilaya Sudan. Jazakumullahu khairun for joining us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.